Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradford. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Fourth and final hour, Wiggy Reamer Bradfo, Sports Radio WEEI. I'm sorry, Reamer Wiggy Bradfo. Oh my goodness.
And I know Bradfo, I saw it in his eyes a little bit when him and I were talking off air. If I happened to go to the mornings with the Hill.
You would take me with you?
No, I would still do Sundays. I wouldn't leave.
Oh, you would?
I mean football season's coming up.
Yeah, we're done anyway at the end of August.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
He's like, oh,
did
really?
You ever do the math on this? Like, what do you think happens during football season?
Well, Wiggy could be added to our NFL Sunday show.
Well, I would imagine you are.
I imagine
right?
that you'd be a fit for that.
You don't know that?
I don't have a contract or anything, so who knows?
I think, Alex, you should be added to the NFL Sunday.
I would host it for sure. I used to be the national NFL writer for SB Nation. Yeah, I know my football.
You did? Were you really?
Yeah, I was an aggregator for SB Nation. Yeah, national NFL blog.
National aggregator.
I did it all.
So I would still do the...
You would still, basically, when we started back up again in April, you would say, hey, I miss you guys.
I miss you guys. I'm having a blast on...
You never thought it would be this good.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we've already talked about our ratings of... You know,
it's highest in history of
highest,
the station,
highest rated
station
show
for Sunday
station.
Morning. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I could still, you know, I think that they'd let me do Sundays.
I want to apologize also for not calling in from London.
So we had two shows without you. We did an afternoon show. It was
that's the one
Kemba
I should have called in.
Yeah, you had a long day. It was fine.
And I couldn't figure out how to call. So
and then when I had to do my things, Essence Festival, and I forget what the other one. I did before
that. I was with Chris Filani last week. That's right. I was the lone representative.
I thought I was going to be back, but my wife evidently booked the flight.
That's okay, Rob. You deserve vacation. As you told us a few weeks ago, it was the first vacation you've taken in 25 years.
I'm taking vacation, man.
You were in New Orleans this week, right? What are you talking about?
What are you on the scene? Are you reporting from the Essence Festival?
But I'm not full-time, though.
Oh, okay.
Rob's
full-time.
That's when you should be taking vacation. When you're full-time, you have a contract, you have paid time off. It's in your contract.
Yeah, but here I'm just like, you know, hey, can you show up this day? Can you show up that day? You know, I don't have any.
John, can you see what the typical vacation time for casino greeters are?
I'm sure it's plenty.
Well, if you've ever been in Encore Boston, every day's a vacation in there.
More wow, Wiggy is.
I'm good with it. Hey, I can't help that. You know?
He's subtle, Wiggy, isn't he?
He's
subtle with it.
Why, listen, my mother always said, listen, treat people the way you want to be treated.
She also said, go hard or go home.
She also said that, too.
My mom said, listen more, talk less.
She also said, you know what's a nice idea? To do a podcast.
And to do media stars. Here we go. Da, 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 da. Yes. So I think there are four people really who are deserving of these three media stars. So we're going to combine two of them.
It brings me joy. It genuinely brings me joy that we've done media stars since this new show has started, and the horns play, which we, you know, as part of a staple, and we laughs every single time.
Yeah, he's a kid in the candy store when he hears.
You love
the
horns
when he hears. The,
it's sort
the
of like Alex getting with it with a what is it? What's the movie? What's the
Bring
movie?
It On?
The Bring It On
oh,
soundtrack.
Bring It On. Oh, and do you know what it is, too, John? Take a big whiff, because our bleep stinks. There it is.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. For Wiggy, it's the horns. For you, it's that soundtrack.
Okay. Number three media star have to be the dynamic duo. The Tyrannical Reign is now behind us, so I can once again praise them. Ken Laird and Chris Curtis will get my number three media stars. Why? You don't like this, Rob?
No, why are you... What are you talking about?
Because they had a tyrannical reign going here around the station.
Well, they still do.
Well, but now...
I feel like it's over.
Well, I mean, if a new morning show is coming in and they're staying
their power
there,
is more prevalent than ever.
Yeah, but they have to ease their way into the Hillman mix. I mean, Wiggy's been part of morning shows. Each morning show has its own vibe, its own world. They were kind of the gatekeepers of the Mutt and Callahan show, and they, you know, they...
You got to sit down and you got to figure things out, you know what I mean?
Yes, and the question is, you know, will we hear now? I mean, Curtis has had a lot of great contributions. Kirk and Callahan, right. Mutt and Callahan. Greatest contributions, though, were all the Curtis drops that we got out of that run on the show. Including this one. This is one of my favorite Curtis retrospectives.
I'm about to get embarrassed, as if I already done it myself. Thanks.
This is painful.
What is?
This explanation by Mr.
This
Gary.
What?
Because I feel like it closed my pores when I put it on.
Limo.
Do you honestly think that I would not have it if I had it? I mean, there's nothing on the
website.
That's
a good question. Would you have it if you had it?
Have you ever seen Animal House?
I've seen some parts with Rob Lowe. I don't think I've seen the whole movie.
You saw the part with Rob Lowe you saw? Which part?
Was any in Animal House?
Yeah, Rob Lowe.
Well, the other thing is the average career of an NFL player is 2.5 years, roughly.
That's what I just said.
What is the rule for overturning it? What does there need to be?
Indisputable.
Indisputable evidence, correct.
No, Gary, it's the unanimity. So I don't get credit for
what
that.
What was that?
Thing. Note, Ursay is publicly battled painkiller addiction.
No, you're Ursay. You don't say
that part.
Oh, sorry. You change subjects a lot. Yeah, we got the 40-year-old virgin. I think we should move on from this.
I can set the dialogue for the city.
So, Wiggy, you've been here for 6-7 months. Can you believe that the confident Chris Curtis that comes here every morning is also that guy from all those cuts that you just heard?
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. That's evolved. That's the evolution.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think the evolution of the caveman.
I think great things are ahead for those, too.
I do, too.
I think it's a fraudulent third media star.
Why? Because great things are ahead for everybody, Rob.
I think they do a tremendous job.
I mean, they were the producers for Kirk and Callahan, Mutt and Callahan. The show is over now, so, I mean, I was giving them some recognition.
That's fair.
What's wrong
with
that?
I retract my statement.
And I wanted to hear
that's why I retract my statement.
There was no Ken drops, though, huh?
I know. Ken doesn't screw up on the air as often as
Ken's.
We all do.
Ken's the one who saves the drop, so the time Ken drops get saved is when I'm.
True. Mysteriously, if Ken were to ever screw up, you
would know
not
that.
There.
He's the gatekeeper.
I remember.
Of the drop.
Do you remember the time? Were you around when the Bruins job was open and Ken?
Allow things to reset.
Ken was dipping his toe in the water of maybe becoming the Bruins
job?
Beat writer.
No.
Oh yeah.
For what, this time around with before we hired Kalman or
no. When DJ Bean left. So we were trying to get the Bruins right. So we were all in on the Bruins. And hey, you know what? We're gonna replace him. And Ken Laird had made some inquiries and had shown some interest and had also done, who could forget, the Farm Report.
I can't believe Ken did those.
And the Farm Report podcast.
Unbelievable.
So he had...
Yeah, Ken Laird did a podcast, Wiggy, on Red Sox prospects.
He also did a podcast...
Pawtucket, Portland, Salem, Greenville, Lowell. Get the lowdown on what's happening down on the farm right now. This is the Farm Report Podcast on WEEI.com.
Tell me we have sound.
So he also did a podcast. So he went through an entire Bruin season of doing a 5-minute podcast after every single game.
I remember that vaguely.
And so because he did that, he was thinking about that he was going to be the Bruins beat writer. But I think that... right then and there, we found out how much he is, I guess, wanted. He was wanted by the Jerry and Kirk and valued, and that was not going to happen.
Well, the story is that Jerry originally didn't want Ken. Jerry
that
originally
was true.
Wanted Lucy for that position.
Yeah, I think that was true.
Yes.
I mean, I think that I remember, I'll take full credit for this, I think I was talking to Kirk, and I said, you know, the two people that I said was Ken and... Anthony. You remember Anthony? No.
Vaguely.
Okay. So those two, and they're worried about Ken's personality, because it's a big part of this.
Very dry.
And obviously, we know Ken's got his great personality.
Well, because they originally had Ken. What's so weird is they originally had Ken in the Curtis position, answering the phones and kind of doing the printout, stapling the sheets. That was the Ken
position.
Yeah,
that would be the only criticism I would have them two on the radio. They are very boring.
What?
Yeah, they're very like.
No, they aren't. I love listening to them.
Well, no, when I heard
careful, Wiggy, they're still here.
Okay. No, when I heard them on,
you want to get on the Hillman show?
Maybe not boring.
You're
like
late.
Energy. It was something. I heard them filling in a few times with Mutt.
They're gonna be filling in tomorrow.
Yeah, I was like, I needed more energy, but I guess that's Ken's personality.
Ken is very dry.
Yeah, and Curtis is kind of like, you know, like, give me a little bit more.
Like drunk Curtis.
Yes, I enjoyed. I would love drunk Curtis back, but that was it. It was more like, you know, all right.
But the thing about that show is, and especially the producers, how everybody was symbiotic. Everybody fed off each other. Everybody worked together. Everyone had kind of the same idea of the show, you know, where it was going and whatnot. And yeah, Ken, we moved into the boards, and the rest is history. The Fred Norris of Boston Radio, as Mark James calls him every time.
Is that what it is?
Yes, Fred Norris. That was Howard Stern's sound guy, Fred Norris.
Yeah, he still is.
Yes, yes. Number two media star. Here we go. A man who seldom gets recognition, but is deserving of recognition, especially in this time. Mike the Mutt Man, Mutt Nansky, take it away, Mutt.
So this has been the week so far today, because it's a passion play of mine. I'm about Times, no, is it Times Roman New?
You're pigeoning now.
Like a pigeon?
What is pigeoning?
Pretty honest assumption from Brady there. What's the word I'm looking for? Is it scategorical? Re-injurement. Sox look for a swipe of this two-game set.
Hasn't he rejuvenized?
Oh, get you ramped up. Irreprehensible. Is it indoctrinating him? She's putting herself in harm's danger, which he has had in his baseball acumen. The tax rates could use a little influx here. That smell that sound like fire?
It was the least attended I've seen a Red Sox retractment tomorrow. Nobody works harder, and nobody cares the most.
Right, you guys defunct that.
I wish you could stroke a wand and say, racism abolished.
Got another one today.
And she doubled back today. Absolutely, Jerry. Anus Cantor.
So there you go. There's
Did you do that, John?
No, there are like vaults of these.
There are vaults of Mutt and Curtis cuts in there, them screwing up. And I've cuts. And
we update them like
yeah,
once a week.
And mine though. I'm not too far behind either with the amount of malapropisms and screw-ups I have. But hey, great. Hats off to Mutt. We're happy he's going. He's going back tonight. It's Mutt at Night.
I think I'm the big winner because
Orchards
remember.
Orchards of Asia Day Spa. Yes, it's some right
because,
up there.
Because remember, when Mutt was rolling with his Mutt at Night show, he had the built-in guests. And I was on a Tuesday.
Yes.
I think Tomasi was a Thursday.
Right.
I forget who else was.
I was Wednesday.
Were you Wednesday?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah, so we're all winners.
Well, yes. There you go. Well, so Mutt's going to be looking for people.
And I think you too, Wiggy. I talked to Mutt Friday, Mutt at Night. Yes, he said, I'm going to be on. He's going to ask to use you.
I think
you,
he wants so to have
ready,
you
Wiggy?
On Red Sox Review at midnight.
Yes. Good. And Rob, you're right. Rob
it's
is the real winner.
It's a pretty long day for me.
Rob gets back. Oh, doing morning, then you come back at night.
I'm going 6 to 10 a.m. and then 6 to 10 p.m.
But, you know, in fairness, you can jump right over to Encore and greet some.
That is true.
It's Mutt at Night.
The versatility is there. You know, that's one thing I did learn from Bill Belichick. He said the more you can do, the more valuable you become.
I do want the Planet Monkey theme song to return as well. That should be the permanent theme for the new edition of Mutt at Night. But I will say this about Mutt. I mean, Mutt was put in just an accept. I'm sure they'll talk about this at length tomorrow. But
he's a good dude.
Mutt is a great guy. He does a great job. He is great to work with. And he was put in Rob knows, a really tough and awkward position, especially at the beginning. You know, talk about the collateral damage of this decision.
I mean,
it
was an awkward position on levels that people can't even
understand. Right. I mean, a lot of people feel like they know the story. You don't, words can't even begin to describe how strange this was, again, especially early on. But Mutt does a great job. As you mentioned, he's great to work with. And Trenny said it once, and we make fun of it, Mutt, you're like a warm bath. But it's right in the sense that, I mean, you always feel comfortable going at Mutt, arguing with Mutt, joking around with Mutt. You have breezy shows. It always goes by fast.
It's always comfortable because you're usually going to win.
It's always comfortable because you're going to win and overpower him.
And he does have a very thick skin. So, you know, it doesn't.
Very thick skin.
And that's the thing that you have to have in this business. If you know,
although I will say this, when I did that podcast with him, that was not a thick skin.
Well, I came in with reams of notes about you,
very,
too.
He was very, oh, okay. I can't even remember why
they
he was
argued for an hour and a half
me.
About nothing.
I don't remember
so
why
maybe certain things set him off.
No,
but
it's all good. But you know what? He gets over it. Everyone said, you and Mutt aren't getting along. Mutt and I don't get along like twice a year. And so we go through these cycles. But you know why you're able to do that? Because you always bounce back. Because you know you're going to be able to. I mean, this is the biggest, you know, even within shows, You get in an argument. Aren't the worst shows the ones where people carry it over to the breaks?
Right. Well,
the best shows are the ones where you don't carry it over the breaks.
And that's the thing that makes it good is that when you leave here, you don't bring it with you. And that's the thing that Mutt doesn't do, and Jerry didn't do. At least, and that was, from working in this field and learning this business, that was the thing that it's hard to work with people that let it bother them when they leave the building.
Right, and Mutt doesn't do that. He is, it sounds like it's not a put down. It's that he is just great to do shows with, and couldn't be happier they stick around, and look forward to continuing to work with Mutt as we move forward here. So he is media star number two. Hopefully that brightens his weekend a little bit. Media stars do that. And media star number one, of course,
could it be?
A man who has won, who has received many honors here, but he always told me, Rob, he was very jealous. He never received one of these. So here we go. Number one media star is... And Jerry Callahan, of course. We did a long segment on Jerry at the top of the show. I believe that's already posted on WEEI.com and also on your podcast app or wherever podcasts can be found. So I definitely would tell people to listen to that. I guarantee it will be worth it.
You encourage people.
I encourage people. There you go, Wiggy. See, we're already finishing each other's sentences. We're so close here. another thing I will say about Jerry that we didn't say at the top, and it ties together to the Mutt point a little bit, where you're always comfortable going debating with Mutt, arguing with Mutt. You know, Jerry is somebody who, just again to tie it to my experiences with him, is somebody who, at the top of the ratings for 20 years, built this station, Staple and Morning Drive, and I come in, 23-year-old kid, yelling and screaming at him from a completely different side of the political aisle, and we continued this debate for 2.5 years, and never once was he upset at me for interrupting, never once did he get angry at me for talking over him, never once did he appear dismissive of me, never once did he have this attitude.
He didn't try to big boy you.
No, he never did. That's a great way to put it. And same to you, I'm sure, Wiggy, and you just can't. And that is just so great to work with somebody of his stature who welcomes all people to come in and challenge him. And not everybody is like that. And it is, and that's one of the things that I always enjoyed most about working with Jerry. The fact that you knew he wanted you to disagree with him, and not just disagree with him. He wanted you to go at him. He wanted you to make fun of him. He wanted you to give it to him as hard as he was giving it to you. One way to get on Jerry's bad side was not arguing, was not debating, was retreating, was kissing up to him. He didn't want any of that at all, and that's again another reason why working with him was so great.
Investment in the show, one of the things I remember, Tomasi would be pouring over notes.
Me and him,
audio.
we had our border crossing notes. We had
had to come in prepared.
Immigration stats,
and you know why? Because Jerry held the show to a high standard. And
he did.
It comes back to what I said before: intelligence. And he understood like what makes a good show. It's not just rolling out there, giving hot takes, doing
like
seven different topics.
I mean, okay,
exactly.
There you go.
But so that was a big part of it, and he wanted you invested. And you said he wanted you arguing, but I would also say the investment was a big, big part of the equation. If he felt like you just were showing up and walking through the hallways and mailing it in, that was not good.
The maddest, Jerry, one of the things to say to get Jerry pissed is to act like something you were talking about the air wasn't important. I remember once, this was right after I first started, I said something like, oh, who cares about that? And he got legitimately pissed because Jerry's everything was built up. Everything was important. You know, one of his pet peeves too was, pump the brakes.
Except
baseball, right. But, pump the brakes. He always used to say, we never want to say that. No, everything's urgent. And that's true. And that's the attitude he brought to it. I mean, this is a guy who, this last week here, I mean, he didn't know it at the time, obviously, but this is the slowest week of the sports calendar. Nothing's going on. You could easily have rolled in here last week, mailed it in, done shows where you're not watching the All-Star game, you're not really watching the ESPYs, you're off in your own world, there's nothing going on anywhere. Anyway, but Jerry... still reading everything, watched every minute of the ESPY Awards. I mean, the guy was just so, so prepared. Never mailed it in ever, not one day. And that's something that I think you also appreciate once you work with Jerry, once you realize how much work and effort and energy he puts into the show.
Exciting, and he, what does he get out of it? A Ghoul's Distinctive Clothing gift card.
Are we still giving out those gift cards?
Sure.
Because I don't think we've given them to any of the Media Star winners so far this year.
As far as you know.
Oh, are you secretly giving them off to
maybe,
folks?
Maybe that's my responsibility.
Yes.
And who are they dressing? They're dressing everybody,
you
right?
Who, Ghouls?
Yeah.
They dress everybody. Dress you? I mean... the dress casino greeters. They have a great casino greeter line.
Yeah, it's all about the key.
You have a monocle and a cane.
Oh, I like that.
And an ascot. Yeah, you get the whole.
I'm a big fan of
pocket squares.
Yes,
you like the pocket square.
Yeah, like be fashionable.
You know, how about Nessun now? Not mandating ties anymore.
I like that move a lot.
That I do too.
The business casual.
I showed up the other day. I was wearing a tie. They said you can take the tie off.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Did you take them up on their offer?
I absolutely did.
Tie. It depends.
Three buttons down. It was like Napoli back with the Angels.
It depends on the setting. You know what I mean? I like ties in certain settings, but then I like to.
Were you just talking some ball, Wiggy, on the TV? You just got to let it fly.
As long as the pocket square is looking real.
Three button down, chest hair out, pocket square flying.
There's no, yes. I barely even know how to tie a tie, so that is why.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, that is another thing.
When's the last time you wore a tie?
I went to a wedding over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, look at
you.
They're
not that hot, though, too.
I had a friend tie me the tie. Maybe Jerry. Maybe I can go up to Maine this summer and he can teach me how to tie.
I would always, last time I saw Jerry in a tie was with in that picture in Roger Goodell.
Yes, Mr. Commissioner.
Was he wearing, were you guys wearing ties? That's not a tie thing at Encore the other night.
Well, they went to the boxing.
No, it wasn't a tie.
That was a, like,
that was just, you know,
a jacket and,
just look clean.
Okay. You don't wear your Stanley Cup fireman's hat?
No, you just look clean. It's all about clean, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, you guys
It's all about the proper setting, and you got to make sure you look clean, make sure your drip is clean, make sure you're just feeling good.
Okay. Do you say, Jerry, your drip looks clean?
You could say that.
You
could be like, or you could just be like, you looking real Dapper Dan.
Here's what's trending now.
The home of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick every Patriots Monday. Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And the Red Sox fell to the Dodgers 11-2 last night. Chris Sale hit around again. 5 earned runs for the third straight start. Overall this season, Chris Sale is 3-9, a 4.27 ERA. The Red Sox, 1.5 games out of the wild card
in
the American League.
Only 1.5 out.
9 back in the division as well. They wrap up their World Series rematch tonight against the Dodgers. David Price, Hyunjin Ryu, first pitch 7:05, pregame 6:05, Shaw Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network with Joe Castig and Sean McDonough on the
ball. I'll be on the fifth inning.
You'll be on the fifth. Oh, wow. So you are going, home to the North Shore after?
It's very complicated.
What are you doing?
It's very complicated.
A
so
lot of moving
I've
pots.
Been called into the fifth inning because Dave O'Brien was going to be, but he's not on tonight.
Okay.
So I'm jumping, which I always love doing. And I'm going to drive home because I also have Channel 7 tonight at 11:30.
Yeah, media mogul, Robert.
So I'm setting myself up.
Nice job, John.
Yes. That's Channel 7 with Joey Ammo.
You got it.
Yeah, Joey Ammo's a
great
guy.
Why are you getting that mix a little bit?
Who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right, okay.
How come I don't get into that mix? I'm the best looking one in the history of Boston sports media.
Because you don't know how to tie.
I'm young, casual, millennial look.
I'll put a good word in for
Please
you
do.
At 11:30 tonight.
I might do some
tonight.
Joey Ammo to show. I like Joey Ammo.
Right, well, see what happens. I love the whole group over there. And so I'm driving home, getting some new clothes, going to the park, doing the pregame, doing the fifth inning, writing some stories.
Fifth inning. Sorry, I asked.
Seventh inning.
Anyway,
I am a media star.
Let me real quick, just give me the short version. So you just do, when you do the fifth inning, that's it? You just go in
there?
I
only do half the fifth inning.
Oh, so you only broadcast for half of it?
Well, actually, I probably do the full one because my rapport with Sean McDonough is very, very good.
Okay.
It's red hot.
Okay.
So I'll probably do the entire fifth inning.
And then who does the sixth, seventh, and eighth?
No, I'm just like a guy who comes in like
he's a third man.
Okay, come.
Yes,
no, I'm not doing the home run calls in the fifth inning.
So Greg Hill's like, coming in for the eighth. Greg.
So it's like when they bring it's like when they bring celebrities in.
Yes, Rob is a celebrity, right?
Exactly.
He's like Billy Costa when Billy Costa goes into Nessun.
Oh yeah, dining
same
playbook.
Thing, same
yeah,
thing.
Same
exactly.
Thing.
Andrew Kashner also. We'll talk about this on the other side. Newest member of the Red Sox. Sox traded two 17-year-olds.
He has a beard.
Kashner. He does have a big beard. Weather
not
today,
the 17-year-old.
But maybe they do. Yeah,
I've seen some 17-year-olds.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be really nice today as well. We go to the pool after Wiggy, going to the beach. What's on
the weekend? What are you doing?
Today, I don't know. I might just chill, watch a little. I've been catching up on my City on the Hill, my Queen of the South, and then my kids got flag football. Not flag football, but 7-on-7 tonight.
By the way,
7-on-7.
Oh, you 7-on-7 coach. By the way, I will talk Mark James. He's coming in after the show.
Yeah.
So Roger Ailes, he couldn't recommend this docu-series to me enough, Loudest Voice.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's so cheesy. The first I couldn't even make it through the first half hour last night. Cheesy. The writing is so over the top. I mean,
that's why you
got
to watch City on a Hill.
It's a little cheesy.
Have you seen City on a Hill?
Not yet.
Watch that or Queen of the South.
Okay, I will jump into that perhaps today.
See the Steve Bannon doc?
Is that a good one?
No. But I watched it.
You looking for a good doc? Then you need to check out the
Air Guitar Nation.
No, hold on. I'm drawing.
We can pick this up on the other side.
I'll find it for you. I'm drawing.
What are you doing? Are you going to the beach today?
I'm going to my pool. My parents' pool, perhaps.
Pool pond.
Go home, reconvene. Yes. Very nice. This golden tan will only be better next time you see me.
I think your tan is lacking a little bit.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This is the theme to Mutt's show, the theme to Planet Monkey. Mutt called me up and said to write another open. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Mutt's show? This is the theme to Mutt's show. The opening theme to Mutt's show. This is the music.
Can't hear that enough. Perhaps we'll hear that tomorrow when it's Mutt, Ken, and Curtis in mornings here. So there you go. I want that to be the new permanent Mutt at Night theme song. So the Red Sox, Rob Bradford.
What a segue.
You've been dying to get into this.
Have I?
You wrote on WEI.com, to quote you, you've surfaced this question.
Eh.
Can the Red Sox...
Not a great question.
What?
Can they win without Chris Sale? Obviously, no.
You sound very crestfallen about the Chris Sale situation.
No, I'm not. I'm just crestfallen about, like, it's... You're clearly forcing this conversation in.
Okay,
and you know what? You guys have no interest in talking about it.
What, that's the Red Sox?
Yeah.
I have lots of interest in the Red Sox.
So we had Steve Peralta, the Section 10 podcast, join me for about an hour yesterday, and we had a great conversation about that whole, and I heard you guys talking about baseball and the demographic, mm-hmm. and the interest, and because...
See, that... It's
because
amazing.
That... Because, yeah, well, because that podcast that's the demographic they're looking for, right? The younger one. Mm-hmm. Bradfo's show, same thing. Although we're all things to all people.
As you should be.
But yeah, it is an interesting conversation. So, in a nutshell...
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I mean, this is like... Why are you so sad?
Because baseball's a dying sport.
this is Alex's music. Well, where's my music?
No, this was just any time the energy felt low. You said this first
hour. That's true.
You said,
yes, that's true.
I feel energy low to play.
And as soon as he started talking baseball, you see how the energy went away.
See, that's my point. They should play this during the whole game, like the NBA does during some of the games. Mm-hmm. They play the music during the games. They should play this music during the games over the loudspeaker at Fenway Park.
They should. During the pitches, during while pitches are being thrown.
And then they pause and there's a hit. And then they start it over, and he's running around the bases.
The hitters may not appreciate that, though. The hitters may not appreciate that.
They don't. This is part of the problem, though, right. Alex, is that they don't appreciate. They have to understand there has to be change.
You need swag time in baseball.
Yeah. Well, you don't have managers arguing anymore.
Right.
You whole thing about no bat flips,
no
and no this and that. You have to do it. You have to start doing these
things.
Forget
about a.
You
bat
have to
flip.
Have a pitch clock. You have to do. You have to start understanding that the game is not dead. But you have to change some things to make it a little more lively.
But here's what I've always
hit
said.
Hit a home run and give me a celebration. Like
run backwards.
Yes. Right, or go down the line like with the bat like it's a gun or something.
Listen, I hate the WBC because the WBC
the World Baseball Classic, for those who don't
know. Yes, the World...
Yes.
I was told...
I thought it was a boxing belt for a minute. I was like, all right, wait, the WBC?
Yeah, come on, people don't know.
I hate the World Boxing Commission.
I was told, right. Rob, as a host, you have to make sure the audience knows who you're talking about. Not everyone may have known what WBC is. So.
I was like, is Dante Wilder holding that belt? I think is that the heavyweight champion belt?
Jerry Cooney was robbed. So, the World Baseball Classic,
thank you.
Right? Okay. So... It's stupid to put it in the middle of spring training. But if you watch those, you have these countries and you have the enthusiasm. You have guys running out of the dugout after every home run,
right,
celebrating. Right. And that's what we have to talk about, right? What is this?
It's the World Baseball Classic theme.
It is?
Yeah. See, that,
you know,
was
what? That's the problem.
Or like with the trash talking, if you strike a guy out, like, who's the Yankees?
Oh, Stroman, right?
Yeah,
Stroman's
strike the sides out, yeah.
But even Dennis Eckersley, who did a lot of that when he played, his first inclination is to criticize Stroman
right.
for showing emotion.
Well, that's because,
backwards. You have to prove.
That's
the old man mentality of thinking of baseball, and that's why it needs to be swagged out. When Brady, there's been plenty of times where Brady throws a touchdown and looks over at the opposing team's bench and does a fist pump or whatever, I think they should healthy trash talking.
I heard you talking about one of the things that you gave an example was you see these Isaiah Thomas are walking down the street, or if you dropped Mookie Betts in the middle of somewhere, nobody would know who it was.
Right.
I would make the argument with the same thing with football. I mean, football.
No.
It is.
Danny Amendola is a bigger star in Boston than Mookie Betts.
If you dropped Odell Beckham and he was walking down the street, he would get mobbed. Yeah, I think it's hard, the lower level football.
The
players.
Mid to lower level.
No, but again, I would say that.
Do you think that Landon Roberts, anyone would know who he was?
He's a lower level.
But he's not a
star.
You
think Jamie Collins? I know, but that's my point.
Well, Mookie Betts though is a top five player in the league.
I'm talking about,
and nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I said Mookie Betts for example, right? If you dropped Mike Trout down dropped him somewhere
in the Prudential.
Yeah, I don't know. People would be like, they would walk by him. But if you dropped, let's say, Baker Mayfield, people would be like,
that's a good point. If Baker Mayfield and Mookie Betts walked arm in arm down the streets of Boston, down Boylston Street, let's say, Baker Mayfield would get recognized more often.
Yeah,
well,
Antonio Brown.
No, that's
he would, Rob.
No, he would.
And if you want to talk about name recognition, I would say there are about 30 to 35 Patriot players, maybe, who are more well-known than
Mookie Betts.
Yeah,
because football's bigger. I'm not arguing football's not bigger. And the reason why these guys are recognized is because football is bigger.
But I also want to say, though, go ahead.
No, well, part of this, and we brought this up yesterday, is that to me, baseball is not dead. It's not. I don't think it's dying
as
much.
$11 billion industry.
I don't think it's dying as much as people say. I think that it's just changing how people are interested in it. People have to get their head around that. It's not. People identify whether or not you're a baseball fan if you watch 9 innings every single out of a game. Nobody's doing that. That's cool.
Yeah, but Rob,
fine.
The ratings are, attendance is falling. It's going to be the lowest attendance.
Are they making money?
Since 2003. Well, of course they're making money because the TV contracts are locked in. TV contracts are not a real-time reflection
of
the game's popularity.
Baseball needs to change, as I said before, in some strategic ways. One of the most important parts of this is the offseason. We're looking at the trade deadline right now. They have a trade deadline.
July 31st?
Right. And people are more excited about that than the actual game.
Is baseball popular amongst the masses?
Nationally, no. I mean, the College World Series outrated any Major League Baseball game on ESPN this year.
Right, so we're not saying we really know that baseball.
Yeah, because it's 162, because you're playing for all the marbles, and it's 162 games.
We know baseball's not dead, and it's probably making money because, yes, like Reamer said, it's about the TV contracts. But the popularity amongst, the masses, the younger audience, that 20 to 35-year-old, man, female, whatever it may be. When you think about the popularity of the sport, when I was, 16 years old, I could name 10, 12, 15 baseball players right off the top of my head. You ask my son, who's 16, to name baseball players, he wouldn't be able to do that.
I'm not arguing with you, but they just have to make some good, smart adjustments and things like we've already talked about. And they can get, like you said, you mentioned the cleats, right? You mentioned the shoes. David Price was the first guy to say that to me, like, a few years ago, where baseball had mandated, this was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They were going to fine you if you did not wear a certain kind of cleat, a certain color of cleat. They have been smart enough over the last year and a half to change that rule because they understand that. And Little things like that is going to help. Now,
I understand, and that's why I said I
think that, you know, I think that it comes back to how do you get people interested? It's not by cutting 9 minutes off a game. It's not by saying, hey, go watch an entire baseball game. Because let's be honest, we don't watch entire basketball games either.
No,
right?
We watch the second half most of the time.
Exactly. It's about highlighting the things that are the most interesting
but it comes down to the fact that 35% of plate appearances end in either a walk, strikeout, or home run, and that's a boring brand of baseball, and there are no rule changes that you can implement that will impact
but
that.
But here's the
so
thing.
If you have a boring
4-hour radio show, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you take specific parts of it and highlight it and package it in certain ways, you are going to come away with the perception that it was not a boring.
But how can you package nothing but strikeouts?
I'm just talking about utilizing on social media.
I would say this then. Okay, because this was one of the ideas I had, and I felt like this would speed up the game, and also it would potentially make the game more fun to watch. I felt like a bigger strike zone, right? So the bigger strike zone, yeah, it might be more strikeouts, but that means more guys would swing the bat, so more potentially balls in play.
See, you guys, I don't disagree with a lot of
more
things
balls
like that.
To be put into
things
play.
Like that.
That's the point.
But it's
a bigger strike
either
zone.
You like,
so you have to swing
either you like this is like cutting 9 minutes off a game. Either you like baseball or you don't.
But Rob, I love baseball. Red Sox podcast without a curse in my parents' basement when I was 12.
I mean,
you know
argue
that.
With that.
I love it. But the game that's happening today is not the game that even I grew up with. It is a completely different game. It's foreign to me. There's going to be 1,000 more home runs this year than at the height of the steroid era.
Are you really noticing it that much? Is your attention span, is your attention to other sports, has that changed? And I would make that argument a whole lot more than, oh my goodness, they're hitting more home runs.
I don't think that matters.
Way more.
Because
it doesn't. I'm not turning it on. 1,000 more home runs since the heart of the steroid era in 2000.
That's a number.
You are supporting your argument. You're trying to force this argument and saying, oh, you know what? You know why I don't watch baseball? Because look at how many home runs. Look at how many strikeouts. You don't watch baseball as much because there's more things to watch. There's more things to pay attention to.
And I would agree with Bradfo on you this more because, Rima, I was like, I'm a baseball like fan novice, right? I used to watch it here and there, but I wouldn't know the difference of how many home runs there are hit now versus how many home runs there were back then. To me, it's more like you said, it's there are other things to do, and then it's who wants to sit there? I don't. As somebody wants to sit there and watch 4 hours of a baseball
game.
That is
the biggest challenge.
I agree. And ratings are declining for everything, but the Patriots had their most viewed season ever
as
this
football.
Season.
Football's more entertaining as a sport to watch. And I tell people this all the time. Well, why do kids gravitate towards sports like football and hockey and basketball and even lacrosse? Because of the entertainment factor and the high-paced movement of the game. Where baseball is a situational game. And in order for you to love baseball at a younger age, you got to love the situational part of the game. That's what baseball players, kids don't really start enjoying baseball until they get to like the competitive leagues.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's that, Alex, you fell in the trap of saying this is why baseball is dying because they're hitting more home runs and they're striking out. It doesn't help. But the real problem here is that Without a Curse podcast, there wasn't as many things to do. As Wiggy said, there weren't as many options. And when you get older, too, you have more things to worry about and more stuff to do. So what I'm saying is that don't expect – you have to make some changes, and that will help. But don't expect people to all of a sudden love the game of baseball because you cut down on the home runs and you cut down on
strikeouts. Yeah, that has nothing to do with
it. No, you have to find a way, as I said before, to make it seem entertaining in short snippets.
Right.
That's what it is.
You have to get the novice fan to enjoy it. And the novice fan has no idea how many home runs have been hit in the past 5 years or 10 years or strikeouts.
You can tell a boring, slow product when you see it. I mean, balls are not hit into play when counts are going deep. Strikeout, walk, it's a slower product.
Journalism analogy to it, which is you have a lot of great stories in newspapers and magazines and everything, but how do people are consuming news in 140 characters on Twitter?
Right.
And they're saying, that's a good story right there, right? And that's how baseball has to view it. They have to say, here, you know what? This is entertaining. This is a good story by showing a short clip Something on social media, something along the lines. They have to do a better job. The thing they did with Yelich and Bellinger the other day, it was a little campy, but that's the sort of thing where you're doing the MVP, the Bird,
Jordan. They were mic'd up.
Whatever. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. Is it going to solve it? No. But another thing that, before we go to break, to honor Jerry Callahan, remember Jerry always would you complain about the games being late.
The games being late.
Well, here's the reality to that, and I said this to him, is that that doesn't make a difference because you know how people are consuming it? They're waking up and they're seeing the video clips.
But I would say no games tip off later than NBA playoff games. So
yeah, but NBA, but
till
you
nine.
Watch the NBA because this goes back to the thing. It's about the personalities, right? So you can sit up and watch NBA on TNT on a Thursday night and you won't mind watching the Houston Rockets with James Harden and Russell Westbrook versus the Los Angeles Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James because you know these people. In baseball, even in the Home Run Derby, we talked about this. Besides Vlad Guerrero, I knew nobody else.
Yeah, Watson anonymity, that's an issue for sure. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Very, very appropriate final song here, John, to take us out. Nice job, John Anderson, per usual.
Is that
Scandal?
Joan Jett?
Scandal.
No, it's
Scandal.
Patti Smith with a Y, right?
No, but it's called Scandal. That's the name of the group.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been Joan Jett or Olivia Newton-John.
Our take.
So we stumbled upon a problem with this whole change in morning stuff.
Just, this is, I think, the biggest problem of all. Yes.
The big debate, which was going to be one of the hallmark moments in the entire year.
The debate of dummies.
The debate of dummies. What was it? Dummy debate.
Dummy debate.
Which where the whole three, Mark James, who's sitting to the left of me, Alex Reamer sitting in front of me, whoever your name,
Jermaine Wiggins,
many AKs.
To the right of me, all we could, suits, podium, town hall, audience,
yes,
moderator, always bickering about who should be on the morning show, who should get more airtime. That was going to settle it for once and for all. And now, is that going to happen?
Maybe for the Table for One podcast, Rob.
I like that.
Mark came in here. I'm on the air for a seventh straight day, and I said, well, enjoy it while it lasts, bud.
Yeah, this is true.
Soak it up.
This is true. I'm not,
I think the story is yet to be told, maybe, across everything.
Who knows? We don't know.
There's still more of a story to be written. So I'm glad to be back together again, boys. Very nice. It was a lovely four-hour stint this morning. Mark James coming up next. Hello,
3 hours.
Mark.
Just a three-hour show.
3 hour stint for Mark with
a C. It takes me back to my Jim Rome days.
Excellent.
His 30 appearances out of 10,000.
Excellent. All right, everyone. Mark James coming up next. See ya.
By the way, I went during the break. I went upstairs by Hillman's office.
Yes.
Reamer, underneath the desk. Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.